There is a new horror movie that was written and produced by a farmer in Chester County. It premieres tonight at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports Robert Lang is trying to save his family farm with a hayride to hell.
This is family property!
In the film, veteran horror actor Bill Moseley plays Farmer Sam, who is behind on his taxes. His land is being threatened by developers and corrupt elected officials, so he makes a deal with them that he will sell if they go on a scary Halloween hayride through his farm.
You're willing to gamble the future of your entire family farm on whether or not you can scare me?
Of course, the hayride is not just scary. It's deadly.
It's not a slash movie. You're just killing teenagers for the sake of killing teenagers. Everyone that gets killed has done something to warrant the execution.
That's Robert Lang, the owner of a 200-acre farm in Willistown Township that has been in his family for more than 125 years. He's also an elected official, having served as town supervisor for many years. He and his fiancée, Christina Chadwick, wrote Hayride to Hell as a farmer's revenge fantasy against elected officials.
You know, there's a certain amount of firsthand experiences that kind of lead a person to be creative. It has to begin somewhere.
Chadwick and Lang have never written or produced a movie before, and they've never seen a horror movie like the one they have imagined here. But the impetus to make Hayride to Hell is a familiar tale to save the family farm. Chester County is one quarter farmland, but over the last 10 years, the number of farmed acres has decreased by 10%, mostly due to housing development. As town supervisor, Lang created a tax to fund the acquisition and preservation of open land, and he has put much of his own family farm into perpetual conservation easements that will block development by future owners. But to ensure his entire property remains farmland through future generations, Lang said he needs to create an endowment for land stewardship.
And I thought, gosh, if we could do a movie that was successful and could potentially lead to a revenue stream, that we could put in an endowment for the farm so that it doesn't get sold. Now, some of it's preserved in perpetuity. That can't ever be developed. But the majority is still potentially sellable down the road, and I'd hate to see that.
So Lang adopted the first rule of creative writing: write what you know. Or in his case, write a horror movie about farming and local land use politics. Hayride to Hell premieres at the Colonial Theater this week, but Lang and Chadwick are working on a wider distribution in 2024, hopefully around next fall's Halloween season. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.